Archers for the week 21 to 26 May 2000.
In a tense weekend for Ruth and David.
There we go. One each for our distinguished guests.
Thanks, Sid.
For who?
Well, both of you in here together. Sunday dinner time. Been a while.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, now the silage is done, we felt like a change of scene, you know. Locked the kids in the barn.
Have you got room for one more in there?
Well, it's Jamie done to deserve it.
No, you're righty. He always feels a bit spare on a Sunday, with both of us busy.
Yeah, well. Anyway, here's to our glorious defeat yesterday.
Glorious?
We played well. We deserved to win.
Oh, well, maybe.
Not that we couldn't use some more talent.
Ah, too right. I'm Ruth. What about you? You could enter with a single wicket. I've seen you with a pitchfork, chucking out the silage. Think what you could do with a loose ball.
No, it's not my scene, really.
Oh, come on.
No, honestly, I'm too busy to practice anyway.
Oh, all right, fair enough. Any road, Kathy's looking a bit pushed, so if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, okay, Sid. Sorry, love. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
No, it's nice to get out, really.
Well, lunch isn't till 2. There's plenty of time. Let's just relax a bit, eh?
There's more smoky bacon, too, if you want them.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
Hello. Everything OK down here?
I think we're through the worst.
And a lager, was it?
Oh, yes. Clary, could I have a quick word?
Well, now?
Yeah, really.
Here, I'll do the lager.
Oh, yeah, thanks, love. It won't be a minute.
So, what do you want?
I don't know if you heard about last night.
No.
Oh, well, we had some trouble. Nothing serious. Well, not too serious, in your own. The kids messing about in the street, chucking empty cans about, making a racket, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, we had the odd complaint. The thing is, one of the kids was your Edward.
Edward? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I saw himself. Well, you saw him too, didn't you, love?
Yeah, I did, I'm afraid.
You knew he was in Ambridge last night?
Yeah, he came out with Eddie.
Right,
but...
well, he was definitely mixed up in it.
What's he? Ah, you know what kids are like on a Saturday night.
Yeah, but they really were making a nuisance of themselves.
So what can I do about it?
Maybe you ought to have a word with Edward. Warn him off, you know, before there's some real trouble.
You tell me if it happens again and I'll speak to him.
Oh, all right.
If you're okay here, perhaps I'll go through to the restaurant.
Oh, Cathy, love, I better warn you. I've got a nip out this afternoon.
Oh,
yeah, it's the DIY store in Borchester.
Well, what about our walk with Jamie?
Yeah, I know, but you have been on at me to get that cupboard fixed in the kitchen. I need some hinges.
I see. Well, if that's what you'd rather do this afternoon.
Well, nip there and back again. It shouldn't take me long.
I bet.
Is there a tray anywhere?
Oh, yeah, here.
Thanks, I'll get these taken over.
Are you sure everything's all right, Clary?
Yeah, fine.
Well, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you were a bit hard on Sid.
How do you mean?
About Edward. Wasn't trying to get at you. He really thought you'd want to know.
Well, I do know, don't I?
Hello?
What?
It's okay. It's only me.
Oh, Sid. Oh, God, you made me jump.
Ah, sorry. Aha. Oh, right, I didn't know you were.
No. Well, just soaking up the sun, aren't I?
Huh? Oh, yeah, so I see. Oh, nice treat for the neighbours.
No, it's private round here. Must people sneak up on me.
Just you. Mind you, don't overdo it.
Oh, it's lovely to see you, sweetheart. I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the DIY place in Borchester.
What, again?
Cathy wants her cupboard fixed. Well, you know me. Any excuse, eh? I just can't give away from you, that's the trouble.
Fallon's down at a friend's. We got the whole afternoon.
Oh, no. No! I can't stay down there. I'm a hopeless case, aren't I?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd give up my Sunday afternoon to mend cupboards just so I can get a few minutes with you.
I do appreciate it, honestly.
Well, it's worth it. That's the trouble. It's worth almost anything.
You must be sweltering like that.
Hmm?
Why don't you take your shirt off?
No!
Get a bit of sun in your chest.
I don't want my shirt off.
Good.
No!
Go on, you've got a great body. Flaunt
it. Jolene! No! I've got pink all over.
Okay, then.
So. No, just 5 minutes. Well, I'll make it 10 minutes. I'll have to go.
Well, now you're here, can you put some cream on my back?
Oh, jolly. Oh, go on then, turn over.
Oh, thanks.
That's it. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Here it comes then. Do you want me to peel you a few grapes as well?
No. Just rub it in gently. You sure you can't stay?
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, all right, sweetheart. Can't blame me for trying, though, can you?
No, fair enough.
You've had another chance to think about your birthday.
Come on. You know what I said.
You don't want to share it with me?
Of course I want to. It's just, I've been racking my brains and I can't see a way around it. Not my birthday, no. Me and Kathy always spend it together.
Shame.
Lie down.
No, I can't count them. There's too many. How many do you think there are?
A million.
Whoa, as many as that?
Hi, Kathy. Won't be long now. These are the last.
It's okay. We're not in a hurry.
Chet, come by.
Where are the daddies?
Oh, well, the daddies aren't here. The lambs live with their mummies.
Why?
Well, it's an
all through
nature.
Now, David.
Yeah, shut the gate.
Oh, there's Ruth. Let's wave to her, shall we? Hi.
Hello. You waiting to get through?
No, we just came to watch.
Hi there, Jimmy.
Hello.
We were trying to guess how many there are.
Ewes? About a couple of hundred, give or take.
Right.
Plus 150 lambs. Ewes are going to be shorn tomorrow. That's why we're fetching them in.
Shearing time already?
I know. It hasn't been 5 minutes since we finished the lambing. Oh, watch out for that one, David.
Yeah, okay.
Well, time we got home, Jamie. See how Daddy's getting on with that cupboard.
Keeping him busy, are you?
Well, he's been promising to fix my kitchen cupboard since before Easter.
I see.
Mind you, when we left, he still hadn't got back from the DIY store. Bye, Jamie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. They'll soon settle down. Got enough hay to keep them busy.
Agreed.
Oh, job well done. All ready for the morning.
Any idea when the team are coming?
About 8 o'clock. They're staying over at Pennyhasset, so they haven't got far to come.
Right.
Oh, lovely evening. Barley's looking good, isn't it?
Aye.
Oh, it feels like summer. What's that smell? Honeysuckle. Ruth?
Yeah, honeysuckle.
Come on, you're doing fine.
It's okay, really. I was just trying to work out tomorrow afternoon.
Why, what's the problem?
My appointment with Tim isn't until 5, so...
No, I said, I'll get the cows in for you. And if you get waiting at the surgery, I'll start the milking.
But you'll want to be down here with the shearers.
Yeah, well, they won't need me all afternoon. Dad's going to be around.
OK, if you're sure.
I'm quite sure.
I could always change it to Tuesday morning.
Ruth, it's no problem, OK? The sooner you go and see Tim, the sooner...
All right.
Come on, what do I keep telling you?
I know. Probably just a harmless cyst.
Here, Peg. Peg, come on.
Joe.
Yeah, come on, I can see you.
Oh, them ferrets, have you let them out again?
That's Peggy. Going down behind the cooker.
Oh, have you left them in the cage?
Yeah, well, got out of run sometime.
Yeah, all right.
Shut up in the cage all day. What sort of a life is that, eh?
Let's put the kettle on, shall we?
I know how they feel.
You could have got out. You could have gone for a walk.
Look forward. Sooner stay indoors.
Now, mind, Dad, I want to put the oven on for tea.
No, wait. You'll electrocute Peggy.
Well, can't you get her out of there?
Yeah, there she's coming, see? That's it, old girl. Hey, you come to me there.
Now go on and put her out on the balcony with the others.
Yeah, well, just sit with her for a minute.
No sign of Edward, I suppose.
No, yeah, I ain't seen him. Not since he went out this morning.
Did you say where we were going?
Not to me. That lad come round to fetch him. What's his name?
Jasser.
I checked the doorknob after he'd gone in case he'd nicked it.
Oh, Joe.
Troublemakers. Now, where do the kids turn out like Jasser?
They were troubling Ambridge last night. Kids outside the ball. And guess who was part of it?
He?
Edward. He got mixed up in it somehow. I don't know who the others was.
Oh, I can guess. Yeah, that couple from downstairs, they was knocking on our door this afternoon.
Oh, well, it was nice of them to call. Did you ask them in?
No, I blooming well didn't.
Oh, Jack.
Well, yeah, that's weren't no neighbourly visit. They was asking about pets.
Oh? Well, what exactly?
Did we have any pets? Because if we did, it was against the rules, if I didn't know.
Well, maybe they were just being friendly.
Friendly, my eye.
Well, they didn't see the ferrets, did they?
The cage is out there on the balcony. They could have seen it any time.
Yeah, but that don't mean they
you take it from me. This weren't no social call. They means trouble.
Ah, hello, love, it's me.
Oh,
look, I can't talk for long. I'm in the phone box.
Oh, sweet.
Jolene, you know what we said this afternoon about my birthday?
Yeah, I know.
Well, don't book anything else for that night, OK?
Oh, you mean...
I keep coming back to it. I can't get it off my mind. I just don't want us to be apart. I want us to have a special birthday together.
There's been a special delivery for the new shop at Lower Loxley.
This one says Bradshaw.
Julia?
Elizabeth, have you got a knife?
What?
Or a sharp pair of scissors?
Well, yes.
Well, then you can help me get this open.
Julia?
Some of the stuff at the shop has just been delivered. I was going to unpack.
Oh, no, Julia, wait. Don't touch them yet.
Well, why not?
I haven't checked the order. Where's the delivery note? Where's Liam?
Well, here's the delivery note, and I counted the number of boxes.
Right.
And Liam went out about 10 minutes ago. I passed him as I came over from the gallery.
Oh, yes, yeah, he's taking an early lunch.
Well, I thought I'd better open them right away.
Oh, no, Julia, wait a minute. Well, perhaps we shouldn't unpack them until Liam's back.
Why ever not? We ought to check it's all there.
Well, yes, maybe you're right.
Well, you can see if Nigel wants to help us.
No, he's dealing with the babies. I'm sure he won't mind.
Oh, right. Well, you take that box and I'll carry on with this one.
All right, but carefully. Let's try not to muddle things up.
Right. Fragile. Wonder if it's China.
This one says fragile, too.
Well, wait a minute. Before I forget, Liam asked me to give you a message.
Oh?
Something about Tracy Horriban, she's coming to see you tomorrow morning.
Oh, right.
I must say, if it was up to me, I'd...
Julia, we haven't any choice. If we want Owen, we'll have to put up with Tracy, too.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
I'm going to talk to her tomorrow, right. Show her around the restaurant. Make sure she understands exactly what's required of her.
Now, let's see.
Oh, tea towels. Hmm. Look, they're pretty smart, aren't they?
Well... I can't say I approve of the Lower Loxley name being used to dry dishes.
They're great. People will love them. They put them on the wall, you know. What have you got?
Oh, ballpoint pens. Hundreds of them.
They're good quality.
A present from Lower Loxley. That's just what I was afraid of. Cheap knick-knacks.
Oh, come on. They're not so bad.
Oh. Now, where is the china?
Careful.
Oh, mugs. Two mugs.
Oh, great. Let's have a look.
Well, nothing very special, just like ordinary mugs.
They're okay. It's a nice picture of the house.
Oh, I do think fine porcelain would have been so much better.
Yes, but we couldn't afford...
Oh. What's the matter?
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Isabel?
Look.
Present from Lower...
L-O-C-K, Loxley. Oh.
Didn't you tell them it was L-O-S?
Of course, they've got it wrong. They're all the same, every one of them. I can't sell them like this, they're useless.
Oh, well, I can't say I'm very surprised.
It's such a stupid mistake.
It's just what I'd expected, Elizabeth. I said all along you should use a quality supplier. These people can't even spell properly.
And have you noticed any lumps or discharge on the nipple?
No, nothing like that.
Right.
But there's definitely a lump that wasn't there before.
Yes, yes, I can feel a small, discreet lump there.
Like I said, I'm right in the middle of my period.
Well, it is common to find lumpy breasts at this stage of your cycle.
It's never happened to me before.
I can't find anything else, swelling or thickening, which is a good sign. And you say you haven't noticed anything else out of the normal? Anything at all?
No, nothing. Just the lump.
Good. OK, fine. You can relax now. I'm all finished.
So what do you reckon?
Well, as I said, I often see women with lumpy breasts, but they disappear after their period.
But how can you tell? How can you be sure?
I can't be 100% sure, of course. But 9 out of 10 breast lumps are perfectly harmless. I think we should wait another week.
Can you do some more tests to make quite certain?
Look, Ruth, it's very small, and I think it's worth waiting till next week. If it's still there, I'll sort something out straight away.
Right.
I know you're worried about it. I'll have another look at it next week.
What happens if the lump's still there?
Well, that still wouldn't mean it's anything serious. I'd refer you to the specialist, breast unit in Felpersham, for further assessment.
So that's it. I'll just go home now.
Ruth, I know how worrying it is to find something like this. And I can't tell you for certain that it's completely harmless. But for a woman your age, it's very unlikely to be anything serious.
Right. I'll take your word for it. Stupid of me to panic, really.
No, no, you are absolutely right to come to me. All breast lumps should be taken seriously until it's proved they're harmless.
Yeah, you hear so much about it.
And there's been no history of breast cancer in your family?
No. I mean, not as far as I know.
Good.
Well, back to work, I suppose.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, we're into the shearing.
Ugh, busy time of year all round.
Tell me a time that isn't.
Well, look, if you make an appointment with Susan for early next week, I'll see you then.
OK, then. Bye, Tim.
Bye.
Thanks.
Ready, Kath?
Ready!
Keep the bat nice and straight, Jamie. Yeah, that's it. Now, keep your eye on the ball. Right! Oh! Yes! Nice one. Go after it, Kath.
Run, Mummy!
Well hit, Jamie. Oh, well, hello. You fancy standing mid-off? I'd love to, but I can't stop. You want some white paint for the sight screen? Yes, you certainly do.
There you go, then.
It's been stuck at the back of the barn for years. You're welcome to it.
Great, thanks very much. Just the ticket.
If it's no good, just chuck it away. I would offer to stay to help paint your screens, but...
Yeah, we've got more than one brush in the pavilion.
Oh, I'm on my way to fetch the cows in for Ruth. She's down at the surgery.
Not bullish.
No.
Just a check-up. Right.
Sid! Cat!
Yeah. Okay. So, you reckon Jamie's inherited your perfect timing?
Yeah, once he's learnt to hold the bat the right way around.
Look good to me.
No, I'm only kidding. He's showing great deal of early promise, as they say.
Full marks for effort, though.
Yes, he really went for it.
You can't accuse him of defensive play. I reckon he could teach Neil a thing or two.
Yes, after Neil's performance on Saturday.
Tell me about
it. Well, I think that's cricket over for today.
Huh? Oh, right. He's found a friend.
Yeah, his mate from Glebeland. They brought his new trike up here.
As long as they keep off the pitch.
Hey, Sid, Alistair says we might soon have Steve Harris on the team.
Oh, that's what Alistair says, is it?
Steve who?
Harris. A new bloke who defected to Darrington last year.
Well, it's nice if it's true. He's good. We could certainly use him.
Yes, Alistair's persuaded me we ought to bury the hatchet and let him in.
Great. That's if he'll come, of course.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Bye then, and thanks for the paint.
Yeah, see ya.
You going to start painting now?
No. It's getting a bit late.
Well, Jamie's happy over there. I've got you all to myself for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't often get a chance like this. We hardly even talk these days.
No, right. As a matter of fact, there is something I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh?
Yeah, it's about my birthday. There's a slight problem come up. I may have to change my plans.
Well, why? What do you mean?
No, it's the licence fitters. They've got this big dinner in Felpsham on the same night.
On your birthday?
Yeah, I know. It's a real pain. I booked it in about 6 months ago. Forgot all about it. It's only when I looked in my diary.
Well, Sid, Jamie's going to be so disappointed.
Oh, me too, but... I mean, it's not till the evening. I can still have my birthday tea with Jamie.
But what about our evening together?
Oh, surely you can get out of it.
I could, but... Oh, you know, they're all expecting me to be there, and it is good for business.
I know. And you'll all get boozed up and have a great time.
Well, yes.
Oh, but... if you'd rather do that and stay at home with me.
No, no. I mean, you can't see my problem. Look, OK, I could call up and cancel it.
No, no, you better go. I'll put up with it.
Right, thanks, love. I knew you'd understand.
Sorry, I know I'm a bit early.
No, it's lovely to see you. Nigel's changing Lily and Freddie. He'll be down in a minute.
I just had a call from Siobhan. She sends her apologies. She's on her way, but she's going to be a few minutes late.
Oh, poor girl. They've kept her late at the office.
Oh, I think she's just trying to look keen. First week and all that.
Well, here, come and sit down anyway.
Hello.
Oh, good evening, Julia.
Oh, nice to see you. What a lovely surprise.
We did tell you, Julia, about Tim and Siobhan coming round for a drink.
Well, we've all been so busy, you can't expect me to remember everything.
Tim, red wine.
Oh, yes, please.
Fizzy water for you, Julia.
Oh, yes, thank you, dear.
So, how's Siobhan getting on with her new job?
Okay, so far as I can tell. Though she only started yesterday, so don't quote me on that.
Now, remind me, what exactly is this new job?
She's still a freelance translator, but she's going to a firm in Felpersham twice a week. Agribusiness.
Really? Well, that sounds fascinating.
Well, good for her. I hope she enjoys it.
Yes. So, how are the preparations for your grand opening?
Well, we've had a slight hiccup on that front.
Disaster, you mean? Here, let me show you.
What's this?
Well, some of the stock for the gift shop came this morning, including 200 specially decorated mugs.
Here, Tim, now, what do you think of this?
A present from Lowell...
Isn't it maddening?
The wrong Loxley. Bring on the merry men.
Well, he gave them the right spelling on the order form.
Oh, whoever printed these mugs must have been quite illiterate.
Julia.
I'm never one to say I told you so, but I did warn Elizabeth when she ordered the goods. If you go to a shoddy firm, you'll get a shoddy service.
Julia, I rang up the firm and complained this afternoon.
Well, I should hope so too.
I spoke to the man who did the mugs, and he said he phoned here especially to check on the spelling.
Even less excuse.
He phoned here and spoke to someone in authority, he said. An elderly lady. He was told by her to get on with the job and not to bother her with petty inquiries.
Oh, he's obviously looking for a scapegoat.
So you don't remember any phone calls?
Me? No, of course it wasn't me. He must have dialed the wrong number.
Are you sure?
I'm not that forgetful, Elizabeth, and neither am I elderly.
So we've every chance of it being nothing at all.
We hope. I've made another appointment for next Tuesday. It should have gone down by then. If it has, then I'll be happy.
OK, fair enough.
But Tim did ask if there's any history of breast cancer in the family.
Uh-huh. Well, nothing strange in that, I should think. I mean, it's just a routine question.
Oh, I know, I know. And I couldn't think of anyone at the time. But there is. There was me, Auntie Rachel. A great aunt, really. She died about 20 years ago.
Oh. Well.
No, but she had something funny. I can't remember what. Might have been cancer.
Yeah, and it might have been anything, Ruth.
Well, I'd like to find out. My mum would know. Maybe I'll ring up and ask.
All right, fine. If it makes you feel better. But let's not worry about it, OK?
It's been a frustrating morning for Tommy.
Still don't get it. We won't find a better deal anywhere else.
Left. Left here, Tommy.
Not here, the next one.
You're in the wrong lane.
Mum, I'm okay. Yeah, and you too, mate.
Oh, it's one way. We'll have to go straight on now.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the docks. Oh, never mind. Nice tour of the sights of Bristol anyway.
Mum, the chill room. I still don't see what's the matter with it. It's the right size, right price, everything. And you still...
I haven't said we won't buy it. I just want some time to think about it.
Oh, yeah, and we all know what that means.
Oh, look, you can give me 24 hours, surely.
And in the meantime, someone else...
I want to talk to Helen first. I'll try and ring her when we get back.
Helen?
Well, she's going to help run this shop. She ought to be consulted. I meant to talk to her about it on Sunday, but there was...
OK, there's my mobile. Ring her now.
Oh, no, no, we'd better wait till we're home. This could be quite a long one. I want to say how much we enjoyed the open day too.
Mum, let's stick to the point. Let's go back to the basics. Like, one, we've got a shop. Two, we want to sell fresh meat. So three...
Red light, Tommy.
Three, we'll need a chill room. So what's the problem?
Well, I suppose if anything, it's your second point.
What? Fresh meat?
We'd be taking quite a risk. I'm supposing we invest a lot of money in the facilities and the meat doesn't sell.
Mum, I don't believe I'm hearing this. What about my pork and sausages? It sells as fast as I can produce the stuff.
Yes, but that's on quite a different scale. With the shop, we'd be running a commercial operation with all the overheads. We'd be on much tighter margins.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? You should have said this before we left. Save ourselves the trip.
I haven't made any decisions yet, but I do think we should discuss it very seriously.
Yeah, and then do whatever you decide.
Oh, we've got to be realistic. The vegetables are going to be problem enough. I'm still not sure if that couple over by Felpisham are up to it.
Okay, so you can always buy stuff back from the co-op instead.
But the whole idea is to supply our stuff locally.
Mum, that's a completely different issue. It's got nothing to do with the meat. There'll be no problem getting a supply of good quality...
Lights!
I know that side of the business. I've been doing it for years.
We don't have to sell fresh meat. We can sell frozen instead.
Frozen? Mum, the whole point
Tommy,
is...
either we argue about this all the way home, or we can leave it to give me time to think. I suggest we leave it.
All right, old steady. How's that looking?
40, 41.
Yeah, good. Go on, off you go. How many is that now?
About a dozen.
Oh, great. Same again, and we'll have the makings of a decent load. Let's bring the next lot through. Ruth?
We've got a visitor.
Eh? Oh. Afternoon, Joe.
What's the matter? What are you looking at me like that for?
No, no reason. Just saying hello.
You on your own?
Well, why shouldn't I be? I'm on the path. We ain't doing no harm.
No, no, no. You've been up to see Baby Spice again?
Baby Spice? Oh, huh. Maybe I will, new idea.
Just out for a stroll, then, are you?
I sit around all day. Get out, keep moving, even though I ain't got nowhere to go.
Look, Mum's up at the house. Call in, I'm sure she'll be pleased to see you.
Oh, no. I don't want to bother nobody.
You won't be bothering her at all.
I don't want to bother nobody, and I don't want nobody bothering me. That ain't much to ask, is it?
Sounds fair enough.
Everybody's got a right to that. Have their own place on God's earth where they can live their life how they please without being pried on or told what to do.
Yeah, right.
So, who's been bothering you then, Joe?
Neighbours, busybodies. I knew it when they come round knocking on my door.
Trouble with the neighbours?
I said that right. Oh, Clary, I said we was in for trouble. And I was right. We'll be in for it now.
Nothing we can do to help, I suppose.
There is nothing nobody could do. They'll be back.
They?
Oh, you know. Once they get on to you, you can't call your life your own no more.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm still not quite with you.
I think I know what you mean, Joe. Petty officials.
I kept the chain on the door. I don't need to push off, but he'll be back when it shoots him. He'll have his way, that's for sure. We don't stand a chance.
Why don't you go and talk to Jill about it?
No, that won't do no good.
Yeah, well, if you'll excuse us, Joe, we're sorting out lambs.
Actually, David, I was just looking at the time.
Yeah?
My mum should be in for a tea. I might catch her before she goes out again.
Oh, yeah, of course. You go and try that.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll finish off here. Yeah. I'll come and find you when I'm through.
OK, thanks. Bye then, Joe.
Cheerio. Well, I took a bit of your time. I'll be on my way.
Joe, hang on. Which way are you headed?
I don't know.
No, what I mean is, do you want a lift anyway?
Lift?
Have you got the van?
No, I'm coming with Mike Tucker, so I'm at the market.
So how will you get back again?
Clary. Yeah, go at the Bridge Farm, go back with Clary.
All right, look, I'll tell you what, give me 15 minutes and I'll run you up there.
Well, I shan't say no to that. I'm much obliged.
And then you can get your lift home with Clary.
Home?
I've told him time and again he shouldn't be mixing concrete at his age. But does he ever listen to a word I say?
What's he doing it for?
Oh, he wants to build a new path to the greenhouse. I said to him, if he wants a new path, he should pay someone else to build it for him.
Aye.
Well, you know what happened last time he did his back in. You know who had to run around fetching and carrying for him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, but he won't listen to me. Perhaps you ought to have a word with him.
Well, not now.
Oh, your bill to think of. You could always phone back tonight when it's cheaper.
I tried to ring you last night. There was no answer.
Oh, no. There was a do at the golf club. We weren't back till late.
I see. It was nothing urgent. I just felt like a chat.
Well, if you ring back tonight, you'll catch him then.
Mum, before you go, I was... David was asking me about your Auntie Rachel.
Rachel? Why was he asking about her?
He didn't know I had a great aunt. I suppose I'd never mentioned her before.
No reason why you should, Pat. You wouldn't remember meeting her.
So, when was it she died?
Oh, goodness. 25 years ago.
That's what I thought. And what was it she died of?
Old age, mostly. She was well into her 70s.
Yeah, but I thought she had something.
Well, between ourselves, it was her liver that got her in the finish.
Liver?
Oh, aye. She was never the same since old Arthur died. And she took to the bottle in a big way.
Oh.
But God, so she couldn't look after herself. That's where we had to fetch her down from your castle. She had to go into a home.
Oh, right. So there was nothing else?
No, that was enough. Her insides must have been well and truly pickled before she passed on.
I see. That's something I never knew before.
Ruth Pett, it's a funny sort of question to ring up and ask me out the blue. Are you sure there's nothing the matter?
No, nothing.
Come on. It's no use you trying to fool me. What's bothering you? Ruth?
Well, I went to the doctors yesterday.
Doctors? Why?
It's okay, I'm not ill. It's nothing serious. I just found a small lump in my breast.
What do you mean? What kind of lump?
Well, the doctor says it's nothing serious, just a cyst or something.
Are you sure about that?
Sure as I can be. It'll probably go down in a few days' time. I'm going back to the doctor next week.
I see. So is that why you asked about...
Yeah, the doctor asks me family history.
Why didn't you tell me all this in the first place instead of letting me go on about your father?
Well, I didn't want you jumping to the wrong conclusions.
So you think I'm a silly old woman who wouldn't understand?
No, Mum. I'm sorry. I should have come straight out with it.
I wish you had. Well, I can set your mind at rest anyway. There's never been anything like that on my side of the family, nor on your father's.
Good. That's nice to know.
So you can forget all about Aunt Rachel and stop worrying.
I will.
That's an order, mind. I don't want any disobedience to
hear. Okay, Mum.
Oh, and don't worry about the concrete either. I'll sort your father
out. Okay. Look, I better go now. I'll have to get the cows in.
You take care now, Pet.
I will. Mum?
Yes?
Bye.
Bye. Bye, love.
Afternoon.
Oh, hiya. You looking for Clary, or...?
Yeah, I am.
I thought you were working on a site somewhere.
Oh, got laid off for the afternoon, waiting for the concrete.
Oh, yeah?
That's the building trade for you. No work, no pay.
Yeah, Clary's in the dairy if you want her.
Right.
Just have a swig of this, and then I'm back out again.
So, how's the silage doing?
Oh, OK. I've only been going since dinner time.
Who's that out on the forage harvester?
Oh, Chris Webb. From over Pennyhasset.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And Neil's on the other trailer.
Yeah. This time last year, it was me out there on the harvester. Look at us, Neil.
Still on the digger, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Pulling trenches, filling them in, with some power-tripping git of a foreman waiting to nail you if you do it wrong.
Likes to throw his weight around, does he?
Mm, yeah. One day he'll throw it too far, end up at the bottom of a trench under 2 foot of concrete.
Hello, it's early for Clary, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, oh, no. Oh,
we shan't be finished for an hour at least.
Oh, it's okay, I don't mind waiting. Getting used to it.
Hey, Mum, have you rung Helen yet about the chill room?
Not yet, Tommy. Haven't had the time.
When are you going to ring her?
Later, when I'm not so busy.
Well, don't leave it too long or it'll be too late.
See you, Tommy.
Yeah, see you.
Seems like a long time. What are you doing, the silage?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Teddy? Hello. What are you doing?
Well, the sooner I get on, the sooner we'll finish. I'll tell Clary you're both here.
Yeah, okay then.
Eddie, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just going to ask you.
Never mind about that. Just listen to what I got to tell you.
Go on then.
Yeah, another visitor this morning.
Bloke from the council came knocking on the door, asking about pets.
Oh, Christ.
Somebody must have tipped him off, them blooming busy.
Yeah, yeah, but what did you tell him?
Nothing. He tried to get in, but I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him in, Eddie. I kept the chain on the door.
Did he see the ferrets?
No, but
oh,
Eddie knows about the ferrets. He ain't giving up. He'll be back.
Nigel's got an odd request for Debbie.
Amazing. Like some giant woolly barber's shop.
You fancy a trim?
And returned upside down by a husky New Zealander.
Oh, go on.
No, thanks. So what's your job exactly?
As you say, I make chocolate to me. I wrap it up, twist the end round, like so.
Incredible. Much too like hard work for me.
We enjoy it, really. Don't we, Baz?
Well, that's good, because I've got half a dozen very woolly Cotswold ewes that also need chin.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's quite a problem. My aged retainer, Reg. Have you met Reg?
No.
Well, he's little past his prime, to say the least, and he's cricked his back, anyway.
So, you're looking for some shearers?
Yes. I wondered if they'd be able to pop over and do our Cotswolds.
Not this lot, I'm afraid. Well, I shouldn't think so, anyway.
Oh.
They're on a tight schedule. They've just done Brookfield, and they're straight off to Edgeley tomorrow.
Well, couldn't they just...
No, not for such a small number of ewes. Wouldn't be worth their while.
I see.
I mean, you can always ask.
No. No, I take your point.
Half a dozen, did you say?
Yes.
Well, if you can get them in a shed somewhere...
Well, that's no problem.
Okay, I'll come over and do them myself.
How can you? I mean, would you rent?
I'm so surprised. I may not be as fast as these guys, but...
Yes, of course. Well, that would be great. Marvellous.
Nigel, good afternoon.
Hello, Brian.
I could come over tonight if my back holds out.
Fantastic.
Can I have a word with you, please, Debbie?
Oh, well,
I must shoot off anyway. We're terribly busy getting ready for our grand opening.
Well, OK, look, I'll give you a call later.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
No,
Debbie, I've just been speaking to Matt about Grange Farm.
Oh?
Yes. And he says you've been back to Graham Ryder again about renting the place.
Yes, I gave him a call last week.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
No, sorry, I didn't think...
No, I had to hear it from Matt. I felt a complete fool. He knew more about your plans than I do.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Well, you succeeded. And Matt did his best to rub it in, as you can imagine.
Dad, all I did was ring Graham Ryder. Nothing's moved on. They still won't give me an answer.
I'm not surprised. If you ask me, they're just stringing you along.
Dad.
Face up to it, Debbie. It's just a fantasy. Grange Farm is a shambles. You'd never make a go of it.
I think that's being a bit defeatist.
No, realistic. I've told you before, it's not sustainable on its own. And Matt knows that too. They'll sell off a few acres with the house and absorb the rest.
Oh, so Matt has actually come out and told you that?
Well, maybe not, but it's bound to happen.
No, it isn't. Graham says they're still considering all the options.
OK, believe that if you like. But I think you're living in cloud cuckoo land.
Why can't I?
Well, the beetles may not be there today, darling. They might have gone away.
No, they won't.
Why don't we see the ducks instead?
Oh,
there's Auntie Elizabeth. All right, we'll see the beetles if you like.
No, I want to see the ducks first.
Ah. Well, careful. Don't go too close to the pond. Oh, well. Elizabeth?
Sheila?
I don't mean to be nosy, but did I just see you come out of...
Yes, I've been to see Tracy Horobin.
Oh, right. Presumably it wasn't a social call.
No, it wasn't.
Nope. So,
well, it looks as if she's about to become one of our employees.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, we've got Owen as our chef for the cafe from the Cat and Fiddle.
Yeah,
I heard. Right. It seems that wherever Owen goes, so does Tracy.
I see. Must be awkward for you.
Well, she was supposed to come and see me yesterday, but she didn't turn up. She says Owen didn't give her the message.
Not a very good start.
Oh, I see.
How are the twins?
Oh, they're fine.
Good.
Well, they're both teething like mad.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I'm...
Yes, I'd better get Daniel home. We've got the social worker coming tomorrow about the adoption.
Oh, so how's it all going?
Oh, it's only her first visit. The house is such a tip, I must try and clean it up before she comes.
Yeah, I see. Well, I hope...
Daniel! No, no, don't do that.
They like it, Mummy.
No, I don't think so.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Come on, time to go home.
I want to see the bugs.
Right, we'll see if we can find them.
Bugs?
I found them.
Oh,
stag beetles. You know, the big ones with the horns.
Right. Where?
Oh, Daniel found a nest of them in the churchyard. They're quite rare now, apparently. You think they're fabulous, don't you?
Do you want to see them?
Me? Well, I'd love to, but I can't now. I'm in a hurry.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Daniel. Maybe next time I come to Ambridge. Bye, then. Bye, Sheila.
Bye. Come on, then. Let's go and find your beetles.
There you go. Just £2.
All right, thanks, Sid.
So, how's the blushing bride?
What? Oh, you mean...
Debbie, yeah. That was a nice touch, the tractor and trailer. I saw them going out to Grey Gables.
Did you?
Yeah, all those flowers and ribbons, they look great. Beats a vintage car hands down, don't you think?
Well, I didn't see it myself. I wasn't there.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
No, Debbie's old enough to make her own decisions. She doesn't need my advice. She's made that quite clear.
Well, I hope it all goes well for her anyway.
So do I. Oh, I'm sorry, Sid. You'll have to excuse me. It's been a trying day.
Ah, right. Well, we all get those now and then.
This blasted Grange Farm business just won't go away. Seems destined to haunt me for the rest of my days.
Huh?
I know what they've all been saying. They still think I'm only too pleased to see the back of the Grundys.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Well, I can assure you it's quite the opposite. My life would be a heck of a lot easier if they'd stayed, bad tenants or not.
Is that a fact?
It wasn't me who wanted them out. But no one believes that, of course. And then I find my own daughter's been to look round the place.
Debbie, looking round Grange Farm?
With that husband of hers. I have a strong suspicion it was him who put her up to it.
Sid, can I have some...
Yes, Carrie.
I need some change for the ploughman's £10 worth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Graham Ryder. If you'll excuse me, Sid.
Yeah, yes, okay, Mr. Aldridge. Is it getting busy in there, then?
Busy enough.
Right. So, everything's okay, then?
Yeah, everything's fine.
It's just that Eddie was in last night and he said you'd been having trouble with those ferrets.
Did he?
Yeah, it sounds a bit uncalled for to me. That housing officer bloke. He didn't have to come knocking on your door, scaring the daylights out of poor old Joe.
Well, he did.
Blooming officials. I think he's got a right to tell you how to run your lives. Has he called back again?
Not yet.
Well, maybe he was only bluffing. There you go, there's a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Clary, before you go.
What?
I don't like to add to your worries, but...
Is this about your birthday?
Huh?
Kathy told me the bad news. About this dinner you got booked for the same night.
Oh, yes.
Larson's Fittler's, were it?
Yeah, that's right. Still, it can't be altered. Just my bad organisation.
Well, if you want me to cover for you, I can't. I'll be too busy.
Right. Well, fair enough. Thanks for the warning.
Just so there's no misunderstanding.
Yeah, OK. But no, it wasn't about that. It's about your Edward.
Oh.
Yeah, there was more trouble last night, Clary. The same bunch of kids out in the beer garden.
So what happened?
Well, same as before. Horseplay, rowdy behaviour. Only this time, one of the picnic tables got damaged.
Oh. How'd you know it were Edward?
I don't know who broke the table, but he was definitely involved. It can't go on like this. I'm getting pretty fed up with it.
See?
You said to tell you if it happened again, so I'm telling you.
There. Now, you sort of tip her on her side. Come on, old thing.
Quite a size, isn't she?
There. Now, I flip down towards her tail.
Incredible. You make it look so easy.
Take it from me. When you first try, it seems almost impossible.
You've obviously got the hang of it.
Oh, no, I just fumble along. Compared with the guys you saw this morning, I don't rank at all. Oh. Hey, steady.
Oh, nearly done. You'll feel much better without it. I think talking to them helps, don't you?
There. Now, you just trim her tail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Off you go. That's it, girl.
Brilliant. One down, five to go.
Yeah.
Oh, ah!
Hey, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, just a bit stiff.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. If you've been rolling fleeces all day.
Wrapping.
Well, remember, there's no big hurry. The rest can be shared any time.
OK, I'll take a rest while you wrap the fleece we've got.
Me?
Give my back a rest.
Wrap the fleece? Yes. Right. Which end do I...
Lay it out flat, OK, as neatly as you can.
Right. Well, I'll give it a try, anyway.
You know, you could always put on a shearing demonstration for your visitors. People like to watch.
Yes, we did think of that.
Oh, really?
Well, the trouble is, you can only do each sheep once a year.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's true.
Right. What do I do next?
All right, OK. Now, fold the sides into the middle.
This way?
Yep, fine.
I suppose it's a job I ought to learn if we're going to be shepherds.
Well, what about your bloke, Reg?
He's in charge of the stock, but I'd like to help if I can. There. How's that?
OK, now roll it up from one end and keep it as tight as you can.
Right. Here we go.
So what happens in the autumn? Are you going to breed from them?
We'll have to think about that when the time comes. And try and find a ram from somewhere.
Well, you could probably sell the ewe lambs on to other breeders.
I'm not sure about sending them off to market. We'll probably end up keeping them forever, like Ellie Mae.
Well, don't expect to make a profit on them anyway.
We could try our own brand, like your Hassett Hills.
Well, that's no guarantee, I can assure you. We're already test marketing with a butcher in Brum.
How's it going?
So-so. He's got 3 shops. It's selling all right to his upmarket customers, but not doing so well at the other end of town.
Well, is it too expensive?
Well, the chops have gone all right, but not the choicer cuts. He's going to try making burgers.
Lamb burgers?
Mint burgers, he calls them.
Nigel!
Ah, oh, Lizzie's back. Hello, how was the twins' club?
Oh, fine, but...
See this? Straight out of Thomas Hardy.
I'm showing him how to wrap a fleece.
Very impressive. Nigel...
It's all rolled up. Now, what do I do now?
Right, now this is the tricky part.
Nigel, this is urgent.
OK, hang on.
It's all right, I'll finish it off, Nigel.
Oh, thanks, David.
Look, I've just heard from Liam. The cake suppliers have let us down. They can't deliver for Monday.
What? They can't deliver?
Cakes? Yeah, all our homemade cakes for the orangery.
Oh, right.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Well, I don't know. There's a fire or something.
All right. Stay calm. Don't panic. We'll have to try and find another supplier.
Well, what do you think Liam's doing right now? He's been on the phone for the last hour.
Being a bit late, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole problem.
No, I mean, it's gone 6. Won't they all be closed?
Yes, that's true.
Well, he's already tried the other 2 suppliers in Felpsham, and they can't help us.
Right. Well, there must be other firms. We'll have to try again in the morning.
No, we'll have to keep trying now.
But Lizzie...
Nigel, this could be a disaster. We can't open without the cakes.
I know that, Lizzie.
So leave your sheep and come and help.
Shula's expecting an important visitor.
Things bunged up.
Oh.
Well, maybe the bag's full.
Oh, no.
Yeah, blocked, I think. Not used to cobwebs, obviously. All this hard work, quite a shock to its system.
Well, all right, leave it and start dusting. The social worker's due in about 20 minutes.
Duster.
Here, catch.
Whoop.
I hoped I'd have all this done by yesterday.
Well, if you suddenly decide you're going to clean the whole house from top to bottom...
I just wanted to look tidy.
That fender must be the first time it's ever been polished.
Oh, rubbish, I did it... OK, but it's coming up really well. Can you still see Daniel?
Yep. He's looking quite happy. He's down by the swing.
What's he doing?
He's, well, I'm not sure what he's doing, but...
Oh, he's not getting his clothes dirty, is he?
Shula, I don't think we need to be too fussy.
I'm not fussing. I just wanted to see that we're good, normal, capable parents.
Yeah, of course, but... Well, we don't want her to think we're a couple of house-proud tyrants, either.
There's no danger of that. I can still see cat hairs on the sofa.
Damn, you mean I missed one?
Honestly, you go into some people's houses and they're absolutely spotless.
Yeah, OK, but... Well, seriously, darling, there's no need to try too hard. Just relax and be ourselves.
Yeah, well, as soon as I've done this, I'll relax.
Yeah, When she's gone, we can open a bottle and really chill out.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Drop crumbs on the carpet if you feel like it.
Though I did say I'd nip up to Brookfield. I've got some church business for Mum.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll come down with you.
I won't be long. You know Janet's doing the irrigation service at Brookfield on Sunday?
Yeah.
And it's going to be outside, blessing the crops. We've got to decide what to do if it pours.
Oh, well, I'll join you there then. I've taken Daniel to see the bugs.
Oh, not those beetles again.
Yeah, it's funny what grabs him, isn't it?
Yes, and who encourages him?
Well, it's all very educational and quite harmless.
Mm. He wanted to show Elizabeth yesterday.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I met her on the green. Haven't really seen her since the baptism. It was all a bit awkward.
Well, at least you're back on speaking terms.
Only just. Oh, it's all so depressing. I wish she could settle things with David.
Daddy, Daddy, look!
Hello!
Look what I've got, Daddy!
Oh, Daniel, what is it?
It's a bug house!
Bug house? Oh, darling, you've got earth all over the carpet!
Let's get that out of here, shall we?
I found it in my bedroom.
Oh, Alistair, please! He's dropping woodlice!
Yeah, it's a great bug house, but not in our house, OK? Let's find somewhere outside.
Oh. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Mum. Come on in.
Beverly said to come on through. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, it's fine. It's nice to see you. I am just having one hell of a day.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's a real nightmare. Our cake supplies have let us down.
Yes, I know.
They phoned Liam yesterday and... You know?
Jenny told me this morning. She heard from Debbie.
Oh, right.
I did try and ring you earlier,
but... Oh, well, you wouldn't have got through. Liam and I have been on the phone non-stop. We've tried every other supplier in the county. None of them can deliver what we need.
So you still haven't found anyone?
No. And one of our big attractions for the Orangery was our homemade cakes. It's on all the publicity.
Well, don't despair quite yet. I want to make a suggestion.
Oh, it's no good, Mum. We've tried everywhere within 50 miles.
Yes, but it
Where's that number? Oh, there's a place in Reading. I might as well give it a try.
Do you want to hear what I've got to say first?
All right, I'm listening.
Now, tell me what kinds of cakes you need and how many.
Well, at least 50 full-sized cakes for a start, plus scones, flapjacks, brownies.
Right, I see. Oh,
there's a list here if you want to see.
Oh, good, that's useful.
Why are you asking this?
Well...
Mum, you can't possibly think of making them yourself. We'll need hundreds, and we've only got till Monday.
I couldn't do it alone, of course. But I might, with the help of the WI.
Mum, it's sweet of you to offer, but this isn't a bring-and-buy sale.
I know that, dear. You will expect a professional service, and I think we can provide it.
Can you really make all those cakes by Monday?
I don't see why not. I've already asked your Aunt Peggy. Betty's willing to help too, and I'm sure there'll be others.
Yeah, but where would you make them? Who'd buy the ingredients? And is it legal?
Yes, it's perfectly legal. We have all the right certificates. We can do it in the village hall. You pay for the ingredients, we do the cooking. It's as simple as that.
So you really think you can do it?
If I didn't, I would never have suggested it. I'll take that as a yes, then, shall I?
Are you, Dad?
No, it's me.
Oh, back, are you?
It's 4 o'clock, as usual.
Well, seeing as you were in such a hurry to go to school this morning...
Mum's not come back, has she?
Gosh, she's not due back till 6, and you know it.
I'm starving. I forgot to take my dinner this morning.
Whose fault was that, then?
It's all right for some. I can't sit around all day watching telly.
Hey, watch it.
What's your excuse, then?
See that wet stuff falling from the sky? It's called rain. I can't help it if I'm rained off. And who was out delivering curries till 12:30 last night?
You're all right, keep your knickers on.
Hey, let's have a bit more respect if you don't mind.
Yeah, all right.
So knackered last night. Took a curry to the wrong house. Nobody home, was there? Now they're going to dock it from me wages.
Who's had those sausage rolls?
Not me. It must have been your granddad. Oh, there's a rice pudding in there somewhere.
I'll go down the shop.
Hey, hold on, you're not going anywhere.
Dad!
I want a word with you first. What were you up to outside the bull the other night?
Me? Nothing.
Oh, yeah. So this picnic table just fell apart, did it?
What table?
Come on, you was caught bang to rights, Sid Perks, saw you.
He can't have if I wasn't there.
Look, so you saying he's a liar?
Must have thought it was somebody else.
Oh, Edward, he's not that daft. It'll spot your mugger mile off.
We made a mistake. It was getting dark, wasn't it?
Oh, so you were there then?
Maybe. I can't remember.
2 days. Not that long ago, was it?
Oh, Dad, I never touched the table, honest. It wasn't me.
It never is. Look, I'm warning
you. Sorry, Edward. Dad, I gotta go.
Hey, you come back here.
Well, I can't. Jazz is waiting.
Hey, Edward!
Bye, I'll see you later.
Mum? Hello? Have you finished? Has the social worker gone?
Oh, yes, just.
It all took longer than I thought. Is tea in the pot? Help yourself.
Oh, no, thanks. I've had about 4 cups already.
Just sorting these tins out. There should be more in here somewhere.
Oh, I'm glad it's over anyway.
So, what was she like? How did it go?
Well, I needn't have worried about tidying the house. As well as cat hairs, I've now got dog hairs all over the sofa.
Oh?
Yes. She arrived in this beaten-up old hatchback that hadn't been washed for months, and she had a spaniel in the back.
She didn't bring the dog inside.
No, the hairs just seemed to come in with her.
I see. Well, never mind that. How did you get on with her?
Well, all right, I think. She seemed nice enough. Quite human, really. And she was very good with Daniel.
So what sort of questions did she ask?
Oh, you know, general things about our backgrounds and how we met, how long we'd been together, just getting to know us.
And what did Daniel make of it all?
I'm not sure. He'd no idea what it was all about. He thought she was just some nice lady we'd asked round for tea. But they got on really well.
Good.
Almost too well, in fact.
All right. I'm going to talk to Mummy now.
Hello, Alistair.
Hello. I'm not interrupting your church business, am I?
Church business?
Yes, I wanted to talk about Sunday.
The Rogation service.
Yeah, and I've got some green ribbon here for you to cut up.
Oh, yes, Janet said you'd bring it round. I'll put it where it won't get sticky.
This the Support the British Farmer campaign?
The Green Ribbon campaign, that's its official title.
All right.
Janet's very keen to support it.
All in a good cause, darling. Your livelihood depends on farmers too.
Absolutely. I'll be wearing my green ribbon with the best of them.
We have to wait till we've made them first.
Daniel's through his dad?
Yeah, telling him all about the nice lady.
I'm glad the visit went well.
Well, I hope we never have to clean the house like that again.
She's coming back, remember?
Oh, don't. It would have been fine if it wasn't for the Beatles.
The what?
You tell her.
Ah, well, Daniel wanted to show the nice lady our stag beetles in the churchyard, so we all had to march solemnly through with him.
Ah, that's rather sweet, isn't it?
Well...
The stump with the beetles in is right next to Mark's grave.
Yes, of course, I'd forgotten that.
And of course Daniel showed her that as well. This is where my other daddy is. He's not here anymore. He died.
Oh. Well, there's nothing with that, is there?
We weren't quite prepared for it, were we?
No. But it was okay. Daniel was very laid back about it.
And the social worker said we'd obviously handled Mark's death very well.
Did she?
Hello, Dad!
Hello, young man. What have you been up to?
I'm hungry.
Are you? I've got some biscuits somewhere.
Cake?
Sorry, no cake. Not yet, anyway.
Yes, Mum. What on earth are all these cake tins for?
All right, all right. Going back to face the music, have you?
Oh, Mr. Grundy.
Look, whatever it is you're selling, I'm not interested.
Paul Mason. I'm from the housing department.
Oh, yeah? I've not seen you before.
No, when you moved in, you'll have dealt with one of my colleagues. But I did call round here on Tuesday.
Oh, so you're the bloke who goes round making threats to old men?
No, I'd heard a rumour, and I wanted to give you some advice.
Advice? Is that what you call it?
I heard you were keeping pets.
Hey, you listen up. My dad is 78, and he's not in good health neither. And you come round here banging on the door and telling him things he don't understand.
It's quite simple, Mr. Grundy. If you're keeping pets, you're breaking the terms of your tenancy agreement.
Yeah, well, there ain't no pets in this flat, so you can...
No pets? So what's in the cage? On the balcony?
Well...
Ferrets, aren't they?
Okay, but the cage stays out on the balcony. They don't come into the flat.
That makes no difference, I'm afraid. You're still keeping pets on the premises, and that's a clear breach of your tenancy.
But maybe that ain't your business. Look, this ain't a council flat. It's private.
We're responsible for housing you, and if you break the rules, we'll be relieved of that responsibility. You understand what that means?
Yeah, I know. We'll end on the streets, and it'll be you that put us there.
Look, I'm just here to give you some friendly advice.
Friendly advice? Well, let me tell you something. You know what I was before I came here? A farmer. I work the land. And those ain't pets. They're working animals.
Mr. Grundy.
You ever seen a ferret work through a warren? Ah, of course you bloody well haven't. They're hunters, see? You work as a team. They're underground. You up there with the nets. Some nights I come home with 20, 30 rabbits. And you talk to me about pets.
Mr. Grundy, this is getting us nowhere.
Ah, you're all right. Nowhere. That's where you've put us, crammed into this filthy place, miles away from home.
My point is...
You listen to me. I've bred those ferrets myself. I've worked with them. I'm not going to get rid of them now.
Look, I think I'd better warn you.
No, no, I'm warning you. You just keep away from here.
Threats won't help anyone, Mr. Grant.
Go on, get out of here. You get for summer. I said get out.
the WI is coming to the rescue.
Chocolate fudge, passion cake, coffee, date and walnut.
How many of eight?
10. And 50 each of the brownies and flapjacks.
Yeah, I'll get the picture.
I know it sounds a lot.
Sounds. Well, and just the cooking, the big cakes will all have to be filled and decorated.
It'll be hard work, but I think we can manage it. I'll have Chris and Peggy on the production line, and Betty's going to help too.
Oh, right. Well, I can't help you tonight, I'm afraid.
Not worry.
I've got to go home and sort out Edward.
I'm just going to check through the ingredients. We've got enough eggs.
There's trouble outside the ball. You worried about that?
Yes, David was saying something.
Oh, well, Edward's got himself mixed up in it somehow. That's twice it's happened now. I'll have to put a stop to it.
Yes, I see.
He knows I'm after him, that's the trouble. He never come home last night, he stayed with his mate.
Well, you mustn't worry about the cake.
No, I'd like to help if I can. I think you're going to need it.
Well,
I'll try and pop in tomorrow sometime. Would that be all right?
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Hello, can someone hold the door open?
Right, I'm coming.
This thing weighs a ton. All right, Carrie.
Hello.
There, mind the step.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, my goodness me.
It should be just what we need, don't you think so, Clary?
Yeah, wherever did you find it?
Where shall I put it? On here.
That'll be fine. It's the big mixer from Grey Gables.
Oh, right.
Peggy managed to persuade Jean-Paul to lend it to us.
That's nice. That's very handy.
It'll make it a lot easier. We'll be able to mix several cakes at a time.
Oh, I still say you're bonkers.
Yes, all right, David. Thank you for bringing it down.
I can't say no to Auntie Peggy.
Good luck anyway. I'm sorry I can't stay tonight.
No, I quite understand.
And just Edward, I have to do something about them ferrets.
Oh, yeah, I heard you had the council on your back.
Man, we rang again last night. Eddie almost threw him down the stairs.
Really?
Should have stuffed a ferret down his trousers.
It ain't no joke, David. If this goes on, we could end up losing our tenancy.
Oh, right, sorry, no, I didn't mean...
I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Clary.
Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, but don't worry if...
Yes, I know. Sorry, didn't mean to joke about it.
Anyway, is this all set to go?
Yep, just plug it in, switch it on.
Good. And it was very kind of you to bring it down.
Well, I hope Elizabeth appreciates it.
Come on. This has nothing to do with your row about the farm.
Never said it did.
He's still not well, remember. It's easy to forget. I think we should all help as much as we can.
Fine.
I'm not asking you to do any more. And I'm not expecting Ruth to help either.
No, Ruth's got to move the heifers tomorrow and fix up the trough. She hasn't got a spare moment.
Yes, I know. That's what I meant.
Right. Well, look, if you're OK, I'll leave you to it.
David, I'm sorry to bring this up again, but Elizabeth and the farm, I'm afraid your father's getting quite impatient. He thinks we've waited long enough. He wants to tell Elizabeth that if she won't accept your offer, that's too bad. She'll end up with nothing at all.
Yes, I know.
Bad enough already. I'm afraid you'll make them worse. Can't you try and talk him out of it?
There, look. Some nice crumbs, eh? Hey, come on. I ain't gonna hurt you. There, see?
Oh,
gentlemen, kids.
Grandad!
Oh, you. I might have known.
You won't catch those pigeons, they're too quick.
I ain't trying. And where you been all day?
School, where else?
Well, how do I know that? If you don't come home at night.
Well, I told Dad I stayed at Jazzers. It's cool.
Cool? Oh, maybe cool to you.
Well, can I borrow your key, Grandad?
That's him there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going down the shops.
You should be here, doing your own work, not running around the place with them young hooligans.
Yeah, but I forgot my key. I want to go in and dump my school
bag. No. You're coming back in with me, and that's where you're...
Edward!
Not so fast. You'll stay and talk to your mother.
So you've come back at last, have you?
Hi, Mum.
Nice time in, Edward.
Yeah, I'm going down the shops.
Oh, no, you're not. No, I want a word with you, young man.
Mum.
So do I.
We can either do it here in front of your mates or go inside.
Mum.
All right, we'll do it here.
Well, I'm going in any role.
First, you do not ring us up at 9 o'clock at night from heaven knows where and say you ain't coming home.
I told you I was staying with Jazza.
I don't care who it is. You let us know beforehand so we can make proper arrangements. And
but
second...
But, you tell her that's not fair.
Hey, just hold your tongue for once, Edward.
Second, I want you to tell me what went on outside the ball the other night.
I said I don't know nothing about it.
Come on, we know you was there.
Of course he was there. And he was there on Saturday night too, weren't you, Edward?
Saturday?
Oh, don't play dumb with me. Sid Perks saw you, so did Cathy, throwing cans about making a nuisance of yourself.
No, was just mucking around.
Oh, see, that's how the table got broken too. You were just mucking about.
Well, that wasn't me. I never touched it.
Look, I don't care who it was. You was there. You was part of it. Well, I ain't having it
Edward. Oh, he ain't going to put up with
it. You can't stop me going to Ambridge.
I can't, tell.
You better listen up, Edward. This is serious.
This is your last warning. If all you, you've been causing any more trouble,
if it
happens again, you're grounded, and I mean grounded.
That goes for me too. No more lifts.
You'll come home from school, and you'll stay home, and you'll only go out when and where we tell you.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Edward?
I'm not grounded yet, am I? I'm going down the shop.
Edward, will you come back here?
Oh, let him go. He'll be back when he gets home.
Why do I feel I'm wasting my breath?
Ruth?
Oh, hi.
Oh, been looking for you. Didn't realise you were still out here.
We had the sick calf in here, remember? I should have locked it out days ago.
Yeah, but why now?
Why not?
Well, getting a bit late. Thought you'd be coming in for some supper.
Okay. But I might as well finish now I've started.
Yeah, all right. Do you want me to help?
No, I can manage.
All right. Well, I'll empty the barrow then.
When it's full, you can.
Okay. Hey, did you see Hayley call in earlier?
No, I was milking.
Yeah, she brought the kids to see the new chicks. She's had a set to with Mike Tucker.
Oh?
Yeah, Mike asked her to be Strawberry Princess at the Pick Your Own like she was last year, remember? She was not keen.
Hello, David.
Yeah, in here.
So no Strawberry Princess this year?
Oh, I think they're going to try and get Emma to do it.
No, are you still busy?
Nearly done. How are the cakes coming along?
Oh, I'll be back after supper to get things going.
Right.
David, your father's just come in from the news. This might be a good time to talk to him.
About what?
About Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, no, I already have.
Oh, right, I'll do the barrow.
No, I said I'd do it.
It's okay, I'll do it in a minute.
Okay, then.
So, you've talked to him today?
Oh, he had a go at me before he went out. He wants to talk to Elizabeth, tell her she's had it.
You see, just what I was afraid of.
Right, it's okay, I told him to leave it. It's not going to help at all.
And did he listen?
Well, he didn't like it, but he'll just have to put up with it. He can't do anything without my support.
No, you're right. Well done.
And quite honestly, Mum, I think he's getting far too obsessed by the whole business.
It is important, David.
Yeah, well, maybe some other things in life are more important.
Yes, perhaps. I'm glad you've stopped him for now, anyway.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, dear, it's clouded over again.
So?
Hope it doesn't rain for the holiday. Nigel and Elizabeth's opening will be a washout.
So long as it stays dry for the single wicket.
Oh, well. Supper will be ready whenever you are.
OK, thanks, Mum. I'll tell Ruth.
Oh, well, that's a good job done anyway.
Let's call it a day then, shall we?
Oh, well, I might hose the shed down first.
Ruth, you look knackered. It doesn't have to be done now. It could wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, OK. I'll leave it for now.
Hey, come here. No, your mum was right. She said to keep an eye on you.
Mum?
Yeah, when she rang us back yesterday. Ruth always overworks if she's worrying, that's what she said.
Oh. Well, I'm not worried, really.
Good, because there's no need, is there? You know what Tim said? And your mum says you're under orders.
I know.
And not just from her, from me, too.
OK. Hey. It's just... Tim said the lump would go down when my period had finished.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's finished now, and it hasn't gone down. It feels just the same.
Ooh. 10 minutes, peace, and it's backache with the curries. Oh, what a lot.
Evening, Grant. Let's see what we've got here for your tea.
You think I bet old Hitler won't be out delivering curries tonight?
Ooh.
Hitler, it's what they call a site former. Power mad and evil. All he needs is a mustache. If I put the bucket an inch out of place, it goes ballistic.
Ah, there you see. Liver. Nice bit of
I'm
liver.
I'm telling you, one of these days you'll wish he'd never...
Oh, Joe, I don't want that ferret in the kitchen.
All right, just get this tea.
Eddie, have you got a moment?
Oh, I'm just sat down.
Well, you don't have to get up. It's them ferrets I want to talk about.
Blimey, it can't it wait?
No, it can't. The man from the council could be back any day, and if he finds us still here...
He won't. He's not coming
oh,
in.
No, you don't know that.
That's just stupid. He'll find out that we're keeping them, and you'll know what'll happen then.
Nothing. They won't chuck us out because
Eddie, we're not allowed to keep them. We're breaking our tenancy.
The rule says pets and they ain't.
I don't care what they are. It's against the rules. We could end up being evicted.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, Back, are you?
What are you rowing about now?
We ain't rowing, we're having a discussion.
Here we are.
Oh, we're... There was a call for you, Emma Carter.
Oh, yeah?
She seemed a bit upset, like.
The strawberry princess.
Aye?
Well, her dad wants her to dress up like a strawberry.
Pardon?
Yeah, we're talking about pathetic.
Look, Edward, would you please be quiet? I'll talk to you later.
Excuse me for breathing.
You can smell
right now, I'm trying to talk to your father.
There's nothing to talk about, Clary. I'm not getting rid of me ferrets.
Oh, so you don't mind if we lose our home? You don't mind if we're evicted?
That's rubbish. It won't come to that.
No, because if you won't take them away, I'll have to do it myself.
No, no way. You're not touching those ferrets.
But they ain't stopping here.
You can't take them away from me. Nobody can.
And nobody's going to take my home away from me.
Home? Is this what you call this place, a home?
Well, it may not be much, but it's the only
one. Yeah, well, you can keep it. And I'm trying to chuck us out. I'm not giving in. Once you do that, you might as well be dead.
Eddie, where are you going?
It's late. I've got to work. I'll see you later.
There.
Yeah, this place sucks.
I'm
better off at Jazz's.
Edward, if you dare go...
Yeah, I know, I'll be grounded, but there's no point in staying up, is there? Might as well go to bed.
Oh, what's happened to us?
There now. Take this to Phil and Peggy, eh? Nice bit of liver. Come on, Grant. Come on. Go on, old fella, that.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.